And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 16th of September. The general synopsis at 1800. The general synopsis, High Biscay 1028, expected Tyne 1032 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north of Cirra, westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Showers, good. South of Cirra, cyclonic becoming northwest, 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south, 3 to 5 later in Cromarty and 4th. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, veering north or northwest, 3 to 5. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Northwest, veering north or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Variable, becoming east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 in north, otherwise easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, in far southeast, easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Elsewhere, northerly or northeasterly, 2 to 4. Occasional rain in southeast, good, occasionally poor in southeast. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, 5 to 7. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable, becoming east or southeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional 5 later in Lundy. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, south or southeast, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming south, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, westerly 2 to 4, backing southerly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later in Hebrides. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, west 2 to 4, backing south or southeast, then veering southwest later, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 to 6 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming south or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by north 2. 12 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3. 12 miles, 1022, rising. Lerwick, west-southwest 4. 7 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest 2. 14 miles, 1021, rising. Aberdeen, west by north, 3. 30 miles, 1023, rising. Lucas, west, 2. 30 miles, 1024, rising. Bulmer, west by south, 4. 32 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west, 3, 1024, rising slowly. Sandette Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 2, 1026, now rising. Jersey, northwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1027, now rising. Scilly Automatic, southwest 3, 1027, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east 1, more than 38 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Aberporth, north by west 1, more than 38 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valley, east 1, 8 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 3, 13 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Valentia, northeast 2, 27 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west 1, 24 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Malin Head, west 3, 12 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, northwest 2, 9 miles, 1025, rising slowly. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 15th of September. The general situation, a mainly southwesterly airflow will gradually become lighter and more variable as high pressure to the south builds across the United Kingdom, bringing predominantly settled conditions. Further fronts and a strengthening flow will then develop across far northwestern areas later on Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 3 to 5 later. Occasionally 6 later near Cape Wrath. Occasional rain later in far north. Good, occasionally poor later in far north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Then southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasionally 5 later near Rattray Head. Mainly fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest, veering north or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 2 later. Fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 south of Lowestoft. Mainly fair. Good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 later, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in west. Mainly fair. Mainly good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or northeast 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or northeast 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 in east. Occasional drizzle at first. Good. Occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming mainly east, 3 or less. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, becoming mainly southeast later, 3 or less. Fair. Good. Isle of Man. Variable, becoming mainly south or southeast later, 3 or less. Fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 3 or 4. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West, backing south 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Occasional rain or drizzle later. good, occasionally poor later. And the Shetland Isles. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time, and then backing southerly later. 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Occasional rain later in west, good, occasionally moderate later in west. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. Over on 4 Extra, starting right now, Desert Island Discs Revisited from 2003. The country music star Emmylou Harris shares her castaway choices with Sue Laurie. That's over on 4 Extra. In a moment, I'll hand you over to the BBC World Service, who'll take us through the night, but we'll be back on air on Radio 4 at 5:20 in the morning with a shipping forecast and news briefing. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
BBC World Service, it's midnight GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. US police arrest a suspected gunman spotted at a golf course where Donald Trump was playing.
In the bushes where this guy was is an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks which were hung on the fence, and a GoPro which he was going to take pictures of.
It's not thought shots were fired at the former president. We'll have the latest. Also on the newsroom, Poland is set to declare a state of disaster after severe floods hit Central Europe. An environmentalist who feared for his life has been shot dead in Honduras.
If you leave your house, you never know what will happen to you, whether you can return home or if you can see your family again.
And later.
There's a saying out here, every man has three hearts.
Will Shogun win big at the Emmys? First, our top stories.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The FBI is investigating what it says appears to be a second assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Shots were fired in his vicinity on his Palm Beach golf course in Florida while he was playing. Jenny Kumar reports from Washington.
The shots rang out at around 1:30 p.m. local time while Mr. Trump was playing at his golf course. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw said one of Mr. Trump's protection unit acted quickly to deal with the situation.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual.
A witness took a photo of the suspect's car as he fled the scene and the man was arrested. An AK-47 style rifle, two backpacks and a camera were found in bushes near the golf club.
US media have named the man who's been detained as Ryan Routh, a 58-year-old from Hawaii. The White House said President Biden had been briefed about the incident and was relieved to hear that Mr. Trump was safe. Mr. Trump's Democratic Party rival in November's presidential election, Kamala Harris, said there was no room for violence in US politics. The Polish government is declaring a state of natural disaster in response to floods in the southwest of the country. Three people have been killed and thousands have been forced from their homes. There are warnings of more heavy rain in the coming hours. Sarah Rainsford reports from the Polish-Czech border.
The torrential rain has eased now, but there is a high risk of further flooding still as swollen rivers pour down the mountains. In Nysa, in southwestern Poland, the town centre is completely swamped, and we saw a main road transformed into a fast-flowing river, trapping a fire engine and a military truck in the middle. Patients at the emergency department of the local hospital had to be evacuated by boat